in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Show today, it is Wednesday, July 26, 2023, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday. And boy, it's a really busy news day. A lot of interesting things are going on. We're going to try and get through as much of it as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, and let's get right on into it. Obviously, the big deal, Hunter Biden's plea deal collapsed. It's off the table. And apparently, there were a couple of things the judge did not like. One was language that would have said this plea deal basically prevents Hunter Biden from being charged for any other crimes. And at the moment, there are still investigations going on regarding his failure to register as a foreign agent. And so the judge was basically tore it apart here. And, said this, this plea deal does not cover everything. Now, the judge was not in a very accommodating mood. She was actually very angry. Biden's lawyers tried to pull off this stunt last night where one of them called the court and pretended to be a lawyer from the Republican investigation, saying that they had included testimony from the IRS whistleblowers by mistake, and could they be removed from the docket. When the judge found out, she just went totally ballistic. And basically, the lawyers have until 9 o'clock to explain what it was they were trying to do. Now, all they're saying right now is, it's just a misunderstanding. I mean, the hallucination on the part of the lawyer and everything. It was a dirty trick. It was an act of desperation. And it was a dumb thing to do because it definitely annoyed the judge here. Now, because the plea deal was rejected, Hunter Biden has pled not guilty to those misdemeanor tax charges that he was going to plead guilty to as part of the plea deal. And so that is now gone. Now, the court has released Hunter Biden, but with strict conditions on it. Judge Marvellin Norica is not messing around and says that Hunter Biden will be arrested and thrown in jail if he fails to comply with the conditions of his release. Hunter cannot consume any amount of alcohol. He cannot consume any recreational drugs, including marijuana, and he'll be arrested and prosecuted for contempt of court. And this is going to be almost impossible for Hunter to avoid, considering he's a career addict. And apparently, he's required to undergo regular testing for substance abuse. He is being closely supervised by the court system. He is required to try and find a real job. Okay, I don't think that art gallery gig is really going to work for him all that much. And Judge Norica really brought the hammer down on him. And you know, the Bidens are not happy about this at all. Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about this during a White House press conference and said, well, you know, Hunter Biden's a private citizen. This is a personal matter. We're really not going to discuss it. And it was kind of interesting seeing this private citizen arrive at the courthouse with a motorcade and Secret Service protection. So Ron DeSantis is now out there. He's basically saying it is time to impeach Joe Biden. You know, they impeached Trump for a phone call that really was not, you know, inappropriate. And we've got all this evidence coming on out about bribery, potential selling of secrets to our enemies going back decades. And, you know, everybody say it's time to move on this thing. And, along with Joe Biden, of course, you know, we should see impeachments of Chris Wray and, Attorney General, I'm blanking on his name at the moment here. But yeah, they were all part of it. They were basically interfering in an election. That's an obstruction of justice, charge right there. And, it's really ugly. It is exposing to the American people and the world just how incredibly corrupt the United States government is from top to bottom. Okay. Now getting into the coming election here. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is maintaining the highest favorability rating among presidential candidates in a new poll. He has a net favorable rating of 47% and a net unfavorable mark of 26%, according to the survey, which was released on the 23rd and conducted from the 19th to the 20th among 2,068 registered voters. Now, poll respondents said that former President Donald Trump had a favorability rating of 45% compared to 49% unfavorability numbers. Governor Ron DeSantis, 40% favorable, 30% unfavorable. Joe Biden, 39% favorable and 53% unfavorable rating. And, you know, coming with the incumbency as supposed to be an advantage, that's not really very good. Now, over at MSNBC, they had an edition of Deadline White House, and one of the guests there, Paul Ryshkov, openly advocated for a new Patriot Act specifically targeting what he described as right-wing extremists. In other words, they want to weaponize the government again against conservatives. Remember the whole Lois Lerner tax scandal back, you know, a few years where they were definitely weaponizing the IRS against conservatives. So Ryshkov is basically saying that any American that he disagrees with needs to be dealt with by the government here. And he's joined in that by Yuval Noah Harari, who is Klaus Schwab's right-hand man over at the World Economic Forum. And he basically is saying that conspiracy theorists must be eliminated. I'm not sure exactly what he means by eliminated, but he basically was talking about their dangerous belief that a global cabal of elites controls the world. And he claimed the theory that a shadowy elite of billionaires and globalists controlling the world is anti-Semitic and dangerous. Boy, they must be really getting scared over there. Okay. Now, former House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff allegedly leaked highly classified information so frequently that a former CIA director claimed he was forced to limit how much information he gave to Adam Schiff and his staff. This was Mike Pompeo, who served in that post for a year before then-President Donald Trump named him Secretary of State, made the accusation and claims in a Fox News interview earlier this year, during my time as CIA director and Secretary of State, I know that he leaked classified information being provided to him. And, you know, that is a felony. That is a felony to do that. And, of course, now we have Comer is saying that Joe Biden was pretty much doing the same thing, only in his case, he was selling it to countries who do not really like us. Now, underscoring the fact that we are being ruled by a gerontocracy, Mitch McConnell had a medical episode earlier today. He was speaking at a presser, and he literally stopped in mid-sentence and just froze staring. And it was like about 15, 20 seconds until people came up and basically escorted him away. And it does look like he may have suffered a mini stroke or, you know, a stroke where the blood clot temporarily blocked a blood vessel in the brain, because he was able to come back toward the end of the press conference and reassure everybody that he's perfectly okay and capable of doing his job. But he is 81 years old, and we look at all these really aged people, okay, you know, in positions of power in the government, and they're not doing too well. We've all seen Joe Biden's mental decline. We've seen Dianne Feinstein's mental decline. We've seen Nancy Pelosi's mental decline. It is time to get some younger blood into the government, okay? And it's another argument in favor of either term limits or age limits, okay? So that, you know we've got the best and the brightest in these positions of power instead of these nursing home patients, as it were. All righty, now House Republicans are looking to cite Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Meta, for contempt of Congress. This is a result of Meta's perceived reluctance to provide sufficient documents relevant to the company's supposed censorship and cooperation with various government agencies. And if convicted, Zuckerberg could go to prison for up to a year. And so that's pressure is building on that one. Now, when January 6th happened, there was a key committee witness stated he needed two surgeries to recover from injuries sustained that day. And basically this was, he also claimed that he rendered life-saving aid to Roseanne Boyland inside the Capitol building. Well, the gentleman in question, Gonnell, is seen on recently released footage of the January 6th, and he's seen standing near the body of Roseanne Boyland for just several minutes and not actually rendering aids. His hands show no signs of injury, nor does his shoulders. He's taking off his gear. His feet seem fine. He's seen kicking items out of the area. And his head, which had been protected by a riot helmet, shows no sign of injury either. It's all a giant manufactured fairy tale with a really bad ending here. All right, getting on back to Tafari Campbell, the Obama's personal chef, was not attached to his paddleboard when he drowned in Martha's Vineyard. And it appears that he was actually using Barack Obama's paddleboard. And this story is just so weird. I mean, why would somebody that we are told is unable to swim go out on a paddleboard? That seems rather reckless to do. But again, you know, he was taking swimming lessons back in 2019. Video on social media shows he's a very, very good swimmer. And you know, he was accompanied by one other person who is not being identified. Okay, so the story is just getting stranger and stranger. Now, we keep hearing 8 feet of water, 8 feet of water, 8 feet of water, you know, that he drowned in because he couldn't reach the surface. And the Martha's Vineyard Commission has verified the average depth of the Edgartown Great Pond, which is where he drowned, is only 3 to 4.3 feet. He could have stood up on the bottom, okay? And they're trying to claim the entire pond was 8 feet, and it just doesn't really seem to be there. And Tom Fitton made an information request to the Massachusetts police, which was turned down because it's still an ongoing investigation. Well, how can that be if they've already declared that he died by drowning? So, you know, and then we have that funny business with, oh, the Obamas were not on the island. Well, they were on the island, but they weren't at the home. Well, yes, they were at the home. So something is very weird going on. Now, part of the story, part of the rumors floating around has been confirmed. He was indeed working on a book. It was primarily a cookbook, but he was inserting little anecdotes from his time at the White House and with the Obamas, and maybe he wrote something down that could be a threat to a potential Michelle Obama candidacy next year. Now, on this day in 1996, a private security guard found an explosive device in Olympic Park in Atlanta, saving hundreds from injury and death. And without any evidence, the FBI and the compliant U.S. media sources accused him of being the perpetrator. They had absolutely no evidence. They wrecked this guy's, Richard Jewell was his name, and, you know, they ruined his life. And, you know, I think the Olympic Park bombing may have been staged to divert the media away from the highly suspicious crash of TWA 800 that had happened just a few days previously. And the media was poking around that. They were talking to people who insisted they'd seen a missile rise up and kill that 747. Oh, we need a distraction over here. We're going to have an Olympic Park bombing. There's going to be blood and death and everything. And Richard Jewell kind of foiled that by finding the device before it detonated. Now, a little bit of good news here. Okay, remember that story from a while back? There was this white woman who confronted three black shoplifters at Lowe's. They beat her rather severely, and she was fired for violating store policy. Well, Lowe's has given her her job back. And I guess they really did not like the negative publicity that was coming on in there. They still insist their policy is to not interfere with shoplifters and thieves because, in their words, products can be replaced, people cannot. There is some merit to that point of view. But on the other hand, if we don't start interfering with shoplifters and thieves, there's going to be more shoplifting and more thievery. That's just the way these things work. So let's talk about COVID and other medical issues. Rapper and actor Ice Cube told Tucker Carlson that he refused to get the COVID-19 vaccine because it wasn't ready. And his decision cost him a $9 million film role in a Jack Black film. And Ice Cube said, I never wanted to be controlled. But the vaccine wasn't ready. It was a rush job. It was just 6 months and I didn't feel safe. And obviously he made the right decision when you look at all the damage that's coming. Now, Dr. Peter McCullough reveals that Jamie Foxx consulted him post-vaccine, and McCullough is urging Foxx to speak on the truth behind his ordeal, linking it to the adverse effects of the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, the other day when Bronny James had a cardiac arrest, Elon Musk came on out and said it could be the COVID vaccine. We're seeing all these deaths and people who've been vaccinated. And, of course, critics are slamming Elon Musk. They don't have any evidence to dispute the fact that these vaccines are causing the harm. They're just smearing him, calling him a bottomless pit of attention addiction. So, anyway. Now, there is a new report out from the Great Britain's Office of National Statistics. It shows that deaths per 100,000 among double-vaccinated 18 to 39-year-olds were on average 91% higher than deaths per 100,000 among the unvaccinated 18 to 39-year-olds between January of 2021 and January of 2022. It's almost double the death rate. And so the evidence is undeniable. These are official government figures that are documenting vaccinated people are just dropping dead. Now, of course, they're still trying to protect the pharmaceutical companies. They're trying to protect their own reputations for having gone down this path here. And government health officials in the United States and the United Kingdom have declared that the explosion of soaring deaths and disabilities in the aftermath of the COVID mRNA vaccine rollout, it's just a coincidence. They're not related at all. It's just a total coincidence. And I've heard somebody else come on out and say, well, no, all these sudden heart attacks are the result of human-caused global warming. I mean, it really, it is ridiculous, okay? All right, now, J.P. Morgan Chase Bank has terminated the bank accounts of the health company Mercola Market and its employees. They just turned it off without explanation. And Dr. Mercola has practiced medicine since 1985. He founded the world's largest natural health website. So Chase Bank said their accounts are going to be closed. But, you know, they were perfectly okay with Jeffrey Epstein, remember? It's okay to have him as a customer, even though we now know top management at J.P. Morgan Chase knew he was running a sex trafficking business. All right. Now, in an interview on Monday, Senator Rand Paul took aim at several virologists who apparently agreed that pursuing evidence concerning a coronavirus lab leak in Wuhan would cause a poo show of problems with China, and it was just better to cover up the issue right from the beginning. And Rand Paul said this was never about science. This was about the business of science. This was about the money. And yes, it is. It's all about the money. The medical industrial complex is more interested in Benjamins than they are in your health. In fact, in order to stay in business, they need you all to be chronically ill, requiring constant repetitive treatments. And that's all they research is treatments. They don't look for cures for anything. You're always seeing these commercials. We're seeking a cure for what? No, they're not. A cure is a bad business model, according to Goldman Sachs. So anyway, it is. It's a racket, and it's turning out like everything in this country is a racket, you know, one way or the other. And the poor are made to pay for all. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the international news after these few words.
To have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way,
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to start talking about the international news. And we had Blinken the other day saying, well, you know, Ukraine has recaptured about half of the territory that Russia has taken in the special military operation. Absolutely not true. In fact, the Russian army just blasted open a 12-kilometer hole in the Ukrainian front line, and they've captured more terrain in a week than Ukraine has in the last 2 months of the counteroffensive. And I was looking at the news during the break, and there is a report that cruise missiles are now on their way to Kiev. Now, following the cruise missile attacks on Moscow, Russia had said, we reserve the right for a harsh response. It may, in fact, be happening right now. So we're going to be keeping an eye on what's going on there. So getting on back to this, you know, why is the counteroffensive failing? Well, there's a wide variety of reasons. Now, last March, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said that as a result of significant Western support, the Ukrainians' military spring offensive had a very good chance for success. Former Chief of British General Staff General Richard Dannett went so far as to suggest that Ukraine's offensive would be so successful, Putin may be swept out of the Kremlin as a result. Unfortunately, those optimistic claims have not come to pass. And so more and more people are saying the most prudent course for Zelensky is to seek a negotiated settlement that preserves as much freedom and territory as possible for Kiev. Ending the war now would end the deaths and injuries for tens of thousands of Ukrainians and head off the possibility of a coming nuclear exchange. So we're going to see. There we are. Now, Germany is saying that the reason Ukraine is losing is they're wasting the NATO training, because NATO came on in and they trained the Ukrainians in what is called combined arms tactics. In other words, you plan your battles by integrating your armor, your infantry, and your artillery. And the German report said Ukraine is simply breaking up its NATO-trained brigades into much smaller units. And some of the troop units are divided into so many small sections. Each troop unit does something, but a joint combat leadership is simply not recognizable. In other words, it's breaking down into chaos on the ground because the NATO training is basically being ignored by the Ukrainians. And part of that may be the reason that they're conscripting people in Kiev and just putting them on the front lines, and some of them are really not fit to be in a war, so they're being thrown into a meat grinder. Right now, about 30% of all the Western supplied military hardware has been destroyed by the Russian forces, at least that portion not siphoned off and sold on the black market. Meanwhile, the Biden administration yesterday announced a new $400 million weapons package for Ukraine that includes ammunition for artillery and air defense systems and so forth and so on, including this little tiny micro drone. I think they called it the Black Hornet. It's very expensive. It's about $20,000. But it's very tiny, hard to see, and carries high-quality cameras. Now, remember a while back, there was this U.S. Marine veteran, Trevor Reed, who was released from a Russian prison in exchange for a convicted Russian drug trafficker. Apparently, he's been fighting in Ukraine, and he has now been injured. So we'll hope for the best for him here. Down in Israel, the protests are still going on, and it's kind of interesting. Ariel Sharon, former Israeli prime minister, said he was not concerned about Arab countries or the Palestinians destroying Israel. He said his only fear was that the relationship between Israel and America would change and the lack of U.S. support for Israel would be the end of the country. Now, Joe Biden has denounced the judicial reform bill and says basically, you know, Israel is no longer a democracy. This bill basically makes the prime minister a dictator. But the U.S., despite that judicial overhaul, is vowing to continue the military aid to Israel. So Ariel Sharon shouldn't have to be worried too much about that. Meanwhile, there's an article that came out of UNS.com saying it's past time to be honest about what's going on in Israel. And, you know, there's this constant attempt to portray Israel as perpetual victim, and yet they're one of the world's richest and most powerful ethno-religious, you know, demographics. And they're always saying, we're poor, we're poor, we're poor, give us more, give us more, give us more. And they've got, you know, very good lifestyle over there. I mean, not the settlements, obviously, but very high standard of living. And, you know, they come on over and say, you know, give us some money or we'll use the H word on you. Down in Ecuador, they have declared a state of emergency amid the violent clashes there. And so there's a lot of violence going around the world. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials here, and we will be back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone. And new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon,
socialist banker to the one world goons. Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
And welcome back to our show. We're talking about the international news. Now, Cambodia confirmed yesterday that work is almost complete on a new naval base Washington fears is intended for Chinese military use after satellite images showed a major pier had been built. U.S. officials suspect the Ream base is being converted for use by China, a close ally of Cambodia, as Beijing seeks to buttress its international heft with a network of naval and military outposts. They've still got a long way to go to catch up with the United States in terms of the number of overseas military bases. Now, remember back the whole Kosovo war and the so-called war for independence. WikiLeaks has just released some documents where the U.S. government basically engineered Kosovo's independence in an effort to destabilize the Balkans. And so traditionally Kosovo was a province of Serbia, but declared its illegal, unconstitutional, unilateral pseudo-independence in 2008 with U.S. and NATO backing, 9 years after a U.S.-NATO bombing campaign targeting the Serbs that helped establish ethnic Albanian rule in Kosovo. Some real mess here. All right, let's talk about the economy. There are some warning signs out there. NatWest has plunged 3% after boss Allison Rose was forced to quit over the Nigel Farage debanking scandal, with calls for the rest of the board to go, and ministers are reading the Riot Act to other banks about woke culture. And there was an article saying that Nigel Farage got the media coverage because he's Nigel Farage, but that a lot of organizations, especially Muslim ones, are being debanked on a regular basis. So this is using the banks as a tool of dictatorship and coercion. And, you know, it's this kind of abuse of the dollar and the banking system abroad which has led to the creation of BRICS and a desire to de-dollarize the entire world. Now, the Bank of California is going to buy PacWest Bank Corp in an all-stock transaction. PacWest, of course, came very close to failing earlier this year. The deal was announced yesterday, got help from Warburg Pincus and Centerbridge Partners, two private equity firms, which are investing $400 million to help shore up and restructure the balance sheet of the combined bank here. Now, there's another article, and it's on Wall Street on Parade. It's talking about the uninsured deposits. Now, most of us mere mortals, you know, we have a checking account in the bank, and the FDIC insures that up to, I think it's $100,000. But there are very large brokerage accounts that are not insured, and these deposits amount to trillions and trillions of dollars. And they are now a major liability for the big banks on Wall Street, like J.P. Morgan Chase. And so it's very, very fragile. Okay, getting on back to BRICS, Belarus is now applying to join the BRICS club. Belarus applied last May to join the BRICS club of five leading developed economies. And they're having a big summit, which is probably where they're going to admit a whole new raft of members. It's about 40 countries now want to join BRICS and get away from the U.S. dollar and get away from SWIFT. Now, we were talking a little while ago about how the end of the Ukraine grain deal was driving up wheat prices in this country, and there was panic buying. And now it's switched to rice because India has banned the exporting of rice. I guess they want to make sure that they've got enough food for their own people. And that's triggered panic buying in U.S. supermarkets, causing the price of a 20-pound bag of rice to hit almost $50 in some stores. And, of course, India accounts for 40% of the world rice exports, and they ordered a halt last Thursday to calm domestic prices, stoking fears of a global shortage. Now, I've talked about this myself, and this is coming out of Press TV. Washington's widespread use of illegal sanctions as a political tool to punish independent and rival governments as well as politicians and traders have prompted a broad coalition of nations across the globe to rewrite the rules of international financial systems aimed at ending the U.S. dominated order. This is an economic revolution that is taking place. And Putin actually came out with a statement to the same effect, I think it was earlier today, where he said, you know, the U.S. has weaponized the dollar to basically impose its will on other countries. Now, down in Brazil, they're running a pilot program of a central bank digital currency, and there was a developer, blockchain developer by the name of Pedro Magalhães, founder of the Web3 consulting firm Iora Labs, managed to reverse engineer the code behind the CBDC program and discovered it allows the government to freeze your funds and adjust balances at will. In other words, to take money out of your account whenever they feel they need to. And that's the danger of a central bank digital currency. By the way, I don't know about you, but I've been seeing all these ads from like gold investing companies and so forth saying that Biden was going to recall the dollar and all the paper dollars were going to be worthless. And it was going to be announced on July 26th. And today, of course, is July 26th. No announcement just yet. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen in the future. But it's a very, very dangerous situation. Let's talk about immigration and the border. And there is a story that basically is focusing on a city, Kensington, Philadelphia, and how terrible it has been, just devastated by the flood of fentanyl coming on into the country. And fentanyl is a very powerful synthetic opioid. Its power dwarfs that of heroin. I think it's something like 100 times stronger. You got to be, and it's leading to all kinds of overdose deaths. 100,000 Americans every year die of fentanyl overdoses. And you know, Joe Biden doesn't seem to care. The border is a fiction. Fentanyl floods into this nation from Mexico all day, every day, and the federal government charged with protecting our citizens does absolutely nothing about it. All righty. Now, down in Texas, Greg Abbott's operation to halt the influx of illegal immigrants, weapons, and drugs into the United States has resulted in the seizure of more than 422 million doses of fentanyl and the apprehension of 394,000 illegal immigrants. It's dubbed Operation Lone Star. It began in March of 2021 between the Texas National Guard and the Texas Department of Public Safety. And basically, you know, the governors of the states do have a legal right to protect their borders. And what's really illustrative of the Biden attitude toward the open border, they're now going to sue Texas for putting that floating barrier in the Rio Grande to discourage people from coming across. You know, they want that border open. They want the fentanyl to come into this country, apparently. I don't know if they're getting, you know, a piece of the action on that. Wouldn't be the first time. I mean, the CIA has been involved in illegal drug smuggling going back at least to Vietnam days. And, you know, potential Democratic voters, demographic replacement, and it's causing so many problems in this country, and the Biden administration just doesn't seem to care. Now, Tim Ballard, okay, who basically was the real-life person portrayed in the movie Sound of Freedom, is saying that thousands of unaccompanied children are disappearing into the U.S. interior. And this may be a major source of, you know, fresh meat, if you will, for the child sexual trafficking gangs. And we had a story yesterday where this woman who had worked at one of these intake sections was saying they weren't really vetting the sponsors who were going to be given these unaccompanied children, and that in some cases it did turn out that child trafficking rings were simply coming on over and saying, oh, we'll take this child into our home, and that was basically the end of it. Now, Representative Matt Gaetz introduced a bill yesterday that would end unqualified birthright citizenship for children whose parents are not themselves U.S. citizens. It's called the End Birthright Citizenship Fraud Act of 2023, would amend the Immigration and Nationality Act to reflect the original intent of the 14th Amendment's subject to the jurisdiction thereof clause. Now, I'm sure they're probably going to get it through the House. The Senate will probably vote against it. And even if the Senate votes it, I guarantee you, Joe Biden will veto it. Okay? Now, in other news here, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit ruled in favor of Defense Distributed and other companies that make and distribute ghost guns, and denied the federal government a stay in the case Vanderstock versus Garland. This ruling allows Defense Distributed, Black Hawk Manufacturing Group, doing business as 80% Arms, Second Amendment Foundation, and so forth, to continue selling these unfinished guns, these 80% receivers, legally. Okay, they can go on doing that. And I had one of those sent to me by a listener to the show, and unfortunately, I botched it. I wrecked it. so much. Anyway, so that's a setback for Biden and a blow for the right to keep and bear arms. Okay. Now, here's another story. Down in Texas, there was a man who posted on Facebook that he was selling his own guns. You know, people buy guns, they play with them, they get tired and say, I want to buy a new gun, I'm going to sell the old gun. And apparently, the FBI was monitoring this man without a warrant. Okay? And the ATF investigated the man. They found no evidence of wrongdoing, yet gave the information to the FBI to monitor him for at least 6 months. Talk about a dictatorship. And according to internal documents reviewed by the Epoch Times, two ATF special agents interviewed the man who admitted to advertising his personal firearms for sale on Facebook. He stated he had a habit of purchasing new guns, tinkering with them, losing interest, and subsequently selling them. And he said he'd never made a profit. So he said, I kept waiting for the part where the ATF identified something illegal, and it never happened. So, you know, they're monitoring this guy for doing what millions of other gun hobbyists do, selling parts of their personal collection. It is not a crime. But apparently the ATF doesn't like people turning over their guns at a high rate. Now, when you do a personal sale of a firearm, you still have to go through the background check. What will happen is the seller and the buyer will go to a licensed gun dealer, a federal firearms licensed gun dealer, and they'll go through the paperwork for the background check. When that comes back saying it's approved, then the seller gives the gun to the buyer. The buyer turns the money over to the seller, and all is going to be well. So they are complying with the laws here. Now, here's an interesting story. There is a gun maker in New Hampshire, Sig Sauer. I'm sure you've all heard the name. They are the leading exporter of pistols overseas. And the economic and political forces driving those sales were set in motion after the U.S. assault weapons ban expired in 2004. But they've reached new heights since gun makers in 2020 won a decade-long battle to streamline export approval. And after the ban was lifted, exports of semi-automatics skyrocketed to 3.7 million units, more than doubling over the past 6 years. So, you know, the guns are out there here. All righty. Over in Japan, at the crippled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, where they're getting ready, or they probably already started dumping that radioactive water into the ocean, they caught a fish near the disaster site last May, and it contained levels of radioactive cesium 180 times Japan's safety limit. And apparently this black rockfish was living near the drainage outlets at the nuclear plant, and it was highly radioactive. The company is saying rainwater from the areas around reactors 1, 2, and 3 flows into the inner breakwater where the rockfish was caught on May. So clearly the water is not really safe here. Getting into ClimateGate, Hillary Clinton put out a tweet blaming MAGA Republicans for the hot weather. And she got roasted on social media. And one tweet said, it's warm in summer. What a, you know, and somebody even said, this has to be a parody account. You know, this can't be the real Hillary Clinton, but it probably is. Now, corporate media is calling for blackouts to solve climate change. They want to basically turn off the power, and they're saying it would be easier and less expensive to fight climate change if the public would be willing to live with blackouts. And they said keeping the lights on 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, you know, or we can solve the climate crisis. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but at night, I turn my lights off anyway. And if you start these blackouts, what happens to people with home medical equipment that needs electricity? What happens to food stored in freezers and refrigerators, not to mention people in very hot or very cold areas that need heat or air conditioning? Okay. Now, getting on back to the Nord Stream pipeline explosion, I mean, it put out a huge amount of methane, was very, very destructive of the climate. Methane is a much more potent greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide, and there's not even really that much faith that carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas, according to NASA. But yeah, this was the largest release of methane into the atmosphere, and yet the climate people don't really seem all that eager to try and find who was responsible for this. It's like, no big deal, you know, we're going to go after your cars and, you know, your paper bags and plastic bags and whatever. Now, let's see, in July of 2022, there was a major fire at Yosemite Park, and National Park, and it was attributed to climate change. See, we've got human caused global warming causing these fires all over Canada, all over Yosemite, all over Greece right now. And it turned out the Yosemite fire was arson, and they have arrested Edward Frederick Wackerman, was taken into custody following an investigation that lasted a year. So no, it wasn't human-caused global warming. Somebody set that fire. There are indications the Canadian wildfires were being set. And over in Greece, somebody actually caught one of the arsonists, you know, at work, just driving along, setting a fire, on a motorcycle, setting a fire and driving off. And, yeah, they're burning up the planet to sell the idea that global warming is dangerous. We got to take a break from commercials, and we will be right back.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123 RBNRadio@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show, and I'm going to take a little bit of a detour here. I'm looking at social media. Congress is holding a meeting about UFOs, and of course it's being just poured onto social media in what to me is an obvious attempt to distract from Bidengate. And there are reports that Donald Trump will be indicted again tomorrow for some fictitious thing that he did, you know, keeping his library books too long or something like that. Again, they're trying to distract away from what Joe Biden has been doing. Okay, and let's see. All righty, getting on back to ClimateGate. Everyone's always talking about renewables, you know, windmills, which only work when the wind is blowing, solar panels, which only work when the sun is shining. And turns out that the process of manufacturing the solar panels is quite carbon intensive. And so you're not really getting much of a gain. They have a finite lifespan. You have to, you know, remanufacture them over and over and over again. The same thing with the windmills. They have very short lifespans out there. Anyway, everyone's talking about electric vehicles. Electric vehicles are the wave of the future. And, yeah, after our Honda got stolen for the third time and we had to buy a new car, we did look at electric vehicles, hideously expensive. In hindsight, I'm glad we didn't get one because of the battery issues and the lack of charging stations in this part of the country. Actually, they do have electric charging stations over in the parking lot at Holiday World. But there's a new article out, this is from Zero Hedge, and it's talking about how these electric vehicle batteries only are at their best in a narrow range of temperatures. Okay, in cold weather, they don't really work all that well, and now it's been discovered that if the temperature rises over 100 degrees, the range of the electric vehicle declines by about one-third. So, you know, not very good at all. Okay, story out of Zero Hedge again. The U.S. power grid is already straining under excess regulations with blackouts possible, but now the EPA has proposed two more rules that promise to cause major problems. One is a tailpipe emission standard that would require 60% of new cars sold in 2030 to be electric. The other is a rule that would force hundreds of power plants to shut down. Does anybody in government actually think these things through before they come up with these ideas? So you're increasing demand on the electric grid by ordering everybody to buy an electric vehicle. At the same time, you're shutting power plants down. That really does not make a huge amount of success. By the way, there was this 18,000-ton car-carrying ship. Had 3,000 cars. It's burning now, because one of the electric vehicle's battery exploded, and the fire is still going on. They're trying to get the ship to shore, but they're concerned it may actually sink. Okay. Now, John Clauser is a Nobel Physics laureate, and he's talking about the corruption of climate science, and as a result, speaking engagements he had scheduled are now being canceled. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We've already got calls on the line. We'll be right back.
Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two here, and the phone lines are loaded up here, so let's start with Alan in Texas. Hello, Alan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
For one thing, my electric vehicle has zero emissions from its tailpipe because there isn't a tailpipe on an electric vehicle. But, I'll get on to what I called on about. You were saying that, you know, any private transfer of firearms between people, you know, there are certain states, you know, I grew up in Arkansas, I now live in Texas where my family's from. You don't, you know, private transfer of firearms between people do not have to go through an FFL, you know, if you order it from a factory. The problems these people have is they're putting it on Facebook trying to sell their papers, you know, their firearms. You know, I've bought so many firearms through just a local ad in a local newspaper, you know. Half the firearms I have, I bought, you know, from World War II veterans, Korean veterans, Vietnam veterans, that were old, and they just said they just wanted their firearm to be able to be useful, you know, for hunting deer or shooting ducks or something, you know, and you go out and you talk to them, you pay their price, and there's nothing except for shaking hands and paying the price, and you can buy a firearm, you know, without having all the government involved in it. You know, certain states don't require that. So, no, there is not that requirement where you have to be, you know, registered and licensed and tracked and traced everywhere you go. The problem these people make is they put their firearms for sale on Facebook or Twitter or whatever damn social media network there is. You know, just do it locally and you will have no problem. You know, today's world is so screwed up, my friend.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
You know, it's like, you know, I've got a lot of firearms, but you know what? I've killed lots of things. Birds, lizards, snakes, frogs, ducks, deer, you know, elk, everything else, you know, but I've never killed a human. I've never been in the military, never wanted to shoot a human, you know, but if it comes down to that, you know, if the time comes, I will be able to defend myself. I've never wanted to do it, my friend, but in certain states, there is no requirement that you have to go through an FFL to, you know, to get a rifle or to build a rifle.
I stand corrected.
Yeah. No. And basically, that's all I had to say. You know, I sound kind of angry and pissed off, and yes, I am. I'm not really angry. I'm more disgusted in today's world than I am in anything. The social media, the internet, you know, the instant trackability and traceability of everything. I just don't like it, my friend. You know, I live a pretty isolated existence out here. I don't have a smartphone, don't have a computer. You know, I almost hate to say how I listen, because then it'll be taken away. You know, I'm still amazed RBN is still on KU band satellite. Oh my God, it's terrible. You can't be tracked and traced. But yeah, that's how I listen, my friend. Anyway, have a good time, my friend. You know, I kind of hate to hear that you're ending your radio career, but I also kind of understand that, you know, your health problems and everything else.
Yeah.
You know, you are in my thoughts. We don't always agree, but I do appreciate you being here all these years, my friend.
Well, you know, like I said, I'm shifting my focus back to the whatreallyhappened.com website, which was really where all of this other stuff came from. And, you know, I let myself get distracted by History Channel and all this other stuff. And I really have neglected creating original content, which is what I'm really good at. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call, and good luck with your firearms. And, you know, I like to target shoot. I don't kill things. When I go hunting, it's with a telephoto lens. So anyway, let's go to Vincent Finelli. Hello, Vincent. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
It's so great to hear your voice. I just called in because I wanted to say I was sad to hear that that you are not going to be on radio as much as you are now. And I wanted to say a few things that you probably don't know. And the reason I'm saying this is because you and I had in common a wonderful friend, John Statmiller, the owner
yes.
of Republic Broadcasting Network. And as many of your listeners may know, he used to come to our farm to decompress. And he would call me up on the phone. He had already had left Texas many, many times. And he'd say, hey, Vinny, is my room ready? I'm on my way. And, you know, he would invite himself. And it'd be a wonderful thing. Well, when he was here, we'd sit at the kitchen table, or we'd, you know, sit in the living room, or we'd be working in the automotive shop, and I'd teach him automotive technology. And your name would come up. And he would say, What high regard, what great respect he had for you. And I wanted you to hear that from me, because he said it to me. He didn't say it to everybody, I'm sure, but he certainly did say it to me. So, and it wasn't once. It was many, many times over the years. And we talked about the amount of time that it takes to be on the air. And maybe someone new might learn that Mike Rivero does not just show up 5 seconds before broadcast time and then speak for 3 or 2 hours and then be done. It's 24 hours a day. It's dreaming about what you're going to talk about. It's thinking about what you're going to talk about. It's carrying a piece of paper around with you as you see things during the day or news articles pop up, jotting them down. It's Monday through Friday, and then it's Saturday and Sunday. It's 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And please correct me if I'm wrong, but I'd be willing to bet that you would spend 2 hours for every single hour that you're on the air. So if you're on the air for 2 hours, it'd be 2 hours of on-air time, half hour to get ready, half hour to put the notes up for
it's actually a little more time than that, but you know, it is a lot of time, and you know, I want to go back to my roots, to the whatreallyhappened.com website. I want to try and turn it into an actual business that can help support Claire and I and pay off some bills.
Yeah, and that makes perfect sense. There's something else I wanted to mention, and you hit on this on, I believe it was Monday you said it. By the way, Mike, I do not call in to talk radio. This might be the second time, maybe the third time I've done it my entire life. Once was with John Statmiller, and then this time. But the kind of broadcasting that you do takes a toll. It takes a toll because we're looking at negative things over and over all day long. And my family has said to me, hey, our son lives with us. He's in his 30s. My wife, Mrs. Finelli, lives on the farm. And so we worked the farm. And my son said, hey, you know, you talk about a lot of negative stuff. So I propose a new rule. So when we're sitting down for breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the kitchen table here at the farm, I propose that anyone who mentions anything, two good things for one negative thing. All in favor? And I got outvoted. I mean, I didn't have a chance to vote. My wife voted yep, and my son said yep. So that's what we have. But I got to tell you, it's really quiet around the dinner table because it's hard to find good, wonderful, positive things to talk about. Any comments about that, Mike?
No, I absolutely agree with you, and it does take a toll, and, you know, it does mentally drag me down. Anyway, Vincent, you know, thank you for all the very, very kind words. I'm actually starting to feel embarrassed over all of this, so if you don't mind, I'd like to let you go here. Thank you again, and we're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I got a couple things. I'd like to follow up on what that gentleman just said. I wasn't a big Fat Miller, listened to his show very much, but I listened to it enough. And I can remember him saying on more than one occasion, and I could picture him shaking his head. He said this on the air, how he just didn't know how you did it, how you did the length of his, especially back when you were doing 3 hours, how you did that day in and day out. And, yeah, I hear you. And Mike, when you're at the, you know, there was a film clip that you had on your website of the former New York Post editors now with Reuters or Breitbart going in front of Congress and talking. She actually broke out laughing talking about the Hunter Biden thing. You remember that?
That we put that up there yesterday.
And in line with what that gentleman said about. When you're on top of your game, your health is right and you're feeling good. One of the things that you do well is incorporate the laughter like that. Sometimes it's so bad you can't help but laughing.
And, yeah.
You know, you always have had a comedy sense and that's imperative for all of us because we are deluged with it. But when you're at the top of your game that you're doing that and the things that you do best are, you know, you're able to take things and make them understandable. You clearly see, you know, problems and potential problems clearly, and your choice of what you talk about is right on, at least with the importance of what really is important in today. No, you know, so many people don't talk about it at all, but you do it, and you do it in priority, and it's really really well done. It's going to be freaking missed, I got to tell you. But let me get on to what I was going to say. You were talking earlier about NATO training and all that stuff, and it's not NATO training. NATO doesn't know what it's doing. There's no way that you can mass troops anymore, and the doctrine that NATO fights under. You know, you train for the doctrine, you equip for the doctrine. It's your holistic vision of the way you want to make war, and it's completely out of date. We're used to being, you know, goat herders and you know shepherds and people of that ilk, and you can't mass anybody for any sort of offensive without having complete air, you know, control with layered air defense and so on and so forth, and enough firepower, and we don't have any of that. And one of the insights I want to bring to this is that, and how the tank has been devalued, but it still has some importance. Dustin's a big aficionado of that, and he's still partially right, I think. He identified the Russian T-90 as the best tank, and I'm sure it is, actually. One of the things that nobody factors in when talking about mechanized warfare and Bradleys and Abrams and T-90s, the Russians just announced that they have upped production to about 1,100 or 1,200 new units of T-90s a year. our production, Mike, at the Lima tank plant, which used to belong to Chrysler, then with the General Motors, I don't even know who owns it now, is 12 tanks a month. That's our tank production. Now, we also have part that will refurbish and upgrade tanks. But in order to refurbish and upgrade tanks, and that's a significant capability, that about half of what they do is to bring things in and upgrade them, is when you're in a battlefield and you don't have possession of that battlefield, and those Bradley Hulks or those Abrams Hulks are there, and you don't have possession of that, you've lost those. The Russians are moved forward. They have control. They can take those Hulks, tow them back, get them rebuilt, get them, you know, redone. And when you combine that with a lack of production everywhere, from the British to the Germans, to everybody else, that's an important factor. And the other thing I wanted to say was, you were talking earlier about the IRS and the good news that the IRS is not going to knock on doors and, like, you know, they're promising not to do that like they've done forever. And my reaction to that, Mike, is like laughing like that girl did in front of Congress.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you have 87,000 armed guys that can sit around in the air-conditioned offices, right? This private army that the IRS has been funded to get. They're not there to, you know, to sit there and watch porn in their offices, although I'm sure they are.
I'm sure they do, but, you know, the real concern, of course, is the $10 million they spent, you know, buying flak vests and assault rifles, you know, and it's turning into another army.
Yeah, and it's the bottom line of that is, don't listen to what they say. Look where they're spending their money. But I know you got a lot of callers and wanted to get that in, and I tell you every day I think about how much I'm going to miss you. So there you go.
Well, thank you very much. We're going to go to Guy in Arizona. Hello, Guy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, I called you Monday, and I didn't hear the first part of the hour saying that this was going to be your last week. So first of all, I wanted to say thank you for doing what you're doing for how many years. I mean, I've been listening to you at least 10, 15 years, so I really appreciate it. Get that out of the way. But anyway, I wanted to talk about conspiracy. Actually, I just heard the last caller talking about tanks and how they're ramping up. But I don't know if you listen to Scott Ritter. I heard him on a podcast, and he says that Russia is gearing up the drones, the kamikaze drones. And they're figuring on doing over a couple hundred thousand more this year, and then they're ramping up to millions next year. So think about that. So what good are tanks if you send like 1,000 drones coming right at you, and you can only take out so many, and if they're all got the bombs, and they're so much inexpensive than a tank. So tanks.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, tanks are becoming obsolete in modern warfare, and it seems like the United States is always preparing to fight the last war. We went into World War II thinking that aircraft carriers were a curiosity, but the main battleships were going to bear the brunt of the war. And, of course, it turned out to be completely different. The carriers dominated, and we still have a large carrier force, but they are now vulnerable to some of these new, very smart hypersonic weapons. And I think the one positive thing that can be said about it is we seem to be moving toward warfare that's fought by machines more than by men.
Yeah, so that's crazy. But anyway, so although I was hearing too, I called about all the fake news out there. It's just amazing how many people are calling in talking about the flat earth. And I've never heard you say this, but this is a good one to counter with this. So I flew from Florida to Arizona, I don't know how many years ago, but the sun was setting. And so we get up, and of course the sun's up. And if for 4 hours flying over, the sun was setting. So how in the world can you say it's a flat earth when the sun takes 4 hours to set? If you're going from west to east, and that's from Florida. Now, if you go up from New York, I was thinking if you go up from probably New York to Seattle, and because just the higher north you go, then the earth is spinning slower. So at 500 and your jetliner is going 500 miles, I bet that dang sun wouldn't set at all. And how would that be on a flat earth? So, no,
Well, the people pushing this flat earth nonsense, they're not interested in arguments or facts. They're here to try and make the internet and alternative media look kooky, to try and move people back to the warm embrace of government-controlled corporate media. And it's not really working. People are seeing through these very obvious things like flat earth, fake Apollo landings, chemtrails, you know, Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot's love child. And now, of course, today they're pushing this whole UFO agenda. And again, it's a distraction. It's trying to make people look kooky. So there's no argument that's going to change their mind, because they're basically here to push that nonsense to, you know, damage us as much as they can.
Yeah, especially if anyone that takes time looking at the JFK assassination and the 9/11, I mean, you get so much disinformation. You get the driver of the car shot him, and then behind him shot him.
I would like to do a plug right now. Oliver Stone, who directed the movie JFK, he did a documentary more recently called JFK Revisited. It's on streaming services, and it's really very good. It is definitely worth hunting down. That's JFK Revisited, Oliver Stone, and my wife and I watched it the other day, and just all kinds of amazing stuff in there.
I'll have to watch that, because did you ever watch, I think I called a couple weeks ago, talk about Oliver Stone had the Ukraine on fire. And I looked it up, it was like from 2017, I think he did that. And he goes and
yeah,
all
I, I think I tried to search for that, and I wasn't able to find it, but I may search again.
Hmm. Yeah, look on YouTube. I think I just YouTube Ukraine on fire.
Okay, I'll take a look on YouTube and see if I can find it.
Yeah. But the other one, as I was going to say, is, I don't know if you ever listened to Adam Curry or heard of, he's one of the first VJ MTV guys.
You remember him? No, I don't think I have. And Guy, I hate to cut you off, but we got to take a break for commercials. So thank you very much, and we're going to be back with more phone calls after these few words.
Some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Before I go to talk about it, yeah, Mike, before I talk about a super weapon or Matt Gaetz, I want to talk about Matt Gaetz. I want to say, Mike, you know, when you signed up for that job, Mike, what you do is it's super hard because you're, like, you're hearing a lot of stories from different people. But, you know, Mike, it's like a guy who was working a nuclear power plant. You can only go into your reactor for like an hour and then you got to cut them out. And you got to chill out because you have to wait, like, I think it's like a week before you can go back in. It's you know, and it's like working at a morgue. Eventually, you question God, I guess, whatever. You know, Mike, you know, I just got to say, you know, Mike, your voice is very important on RBN. So even if it's once a week, I think that's going to be great. But, yeah, Mike, again, you know, I know it's a tough job, you know, hearing all the stories that everybody's, you know, spewing out. But, you know, Mike, that's what you signed up for. It's like the President of the United States. You know, he's got, like, Trump. He has billions of dollars. He didn't need the job, but he signed up to take all the ridicule and the nonsense they've thrown at him. You know, I mean, but nothing ever sticks. And so we'll see how this is going to work out. Bumbling Biden is going to be put probably in jail. Marjorie Taylor Greene was just on the news, Mike. She has 214 votes in the House to impeach him. She needs four more. So we're going to see how this is going to play out and how many Democrats are going to walk the aisle. Now, here's what I want to talk about, Mike. You know, when we heard about all these weapons and tanks and all that, Mike, there's only one weapon they need, and it's called a stealth bomber. And one stealth bomber could take out a whole continent. One stealth bomber could take out Russia or China, Mike. Have you seen the super weapons that are on those stealth bombers, Mike, the lasers? They got lasers that can knock out probably every drone there is.
I hadn't heard those about that. I mean, I'm very familiar with the stealth bombers, and they're nuclear capable. But
Mike, they have a laser on there. I don't know if you ever remember the movie Independence Day, where they send the alien craft sending the power beam down, and they're blowing up whole cities with the beam going downward, shooting straight down like a power beam.
Okay,
so
Tom.
Have them.
Tom, that was a movie.
No, Mike, I understand that, but you can go on YouTube. You can go on YouTube and just see the weapons they're working on. It's amazing. You have to see it to believe it. I know I'm talking crazy. You think I'm crazy. I'm not crazy, Mike. I've seen the weapon.
No, I know they're working on lasers. I'm very familiar with the technology, but I know the Navy is fielding lasers now because their ships are large enough to support them and to provide the tremendous amount of power needed to run them. I don't know that you know, the stealth bombers have the lifting capability to carry the laser and whatever is going to power it. That's really the big issue. The lasers are not magic, okay?
Right.
Whatever is coming out the front end toward the enemy has to be pumped in at the back end to make it all work.
Well, Mike, I agree. But, you know, they showed the videos, Mike. You can look at the Apache helicopters they're putting them on. They're putting these lasers on these attack helicopters. It's amazing. You just got to look at the footage. But, again, like you said, a stealth bomber is an incredible machine. And the destruction it can do to all continent is unbelievable. Just one of them. I mean, if you had 10 of them, 10 stealths flying over a continent, forget it, Mike. It's going to be destruction like you couldn't comprehend. It'd be a wipeout. You know, it's like dropping a one EMP bomb in the middle of part of the United States. You wipe out the electrical grid, you kill everybody off anyway. It'd be starvation. There'd be no food. If you use one EMP and you knock out,
okay, Tom, your telephone is giving us grief again. I'm having trouble understanding you.
Yeah, Mike.
But the lasers being mounted on the, like, the Apache and small battlefield equipment are designed to be drone killers. They don't have the power to, like, you know, wreck devastation across large swaths of territory.
Yeah. Well, Mike, hey, listen, I called about this. I called about Matt Gaetz's bill today. Mike, have you seen the bill Matt Gaetz put out for the Anchor Babies? Okay,
yep.
He's already got a bunch of co-sponsors, and it looks like this bill's going to go up on the House floor. You know, remember, Congress is out of session for the whole next month, Mike. They're not coming back till September.
I understand that. I definitely understand that, and I'm sure that he'll get the bill through the House. I sincerely doubt it's going to get through the Senate, and even if it does, I count on Biden to veto it.
Well, Mike, you know what they were talking about? Matt Gaetz is actually trying to get this into the Supreme Court. It doesn't matter what the House, Senate does. It doesn't matter what Biden does. If it goes to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court's got to make a ruling, these people came here illegally. They dropped a baby in this country. That baby was not conceived here. The baby was conceived in another country. By the way, the baby would be from a parent who's already committed several crimes against the United States by coming here illegally. So
I agree with that. And you need to understand, there is no actual law that says that a baby born to illegal immigrant parents becomes a citizen. It was a footnote by a Supreme Court judge in some, you know, notes that he was writing that weren't even for the case he was working on. And liberals seized on that and said, yes, we're going to, you know, have, you know, anybody born in this country is automatically a citizen, even if the parents came here illegally and so forth and so on. And maybe the Supreme Court will do something about it. Again, there's no law that they can overturn. You know, there's going to have to be a new law, and that's why Matt Gaetz, you know, is trying to push this bill.
I believe the Supreme Court would rule in Matt Gaetz's favor because they're in a majority. That's why they got to push this bill now, why they have to.
Okay, well, Tom, we're at the end of the segment.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for the phone call, and we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. Decorated soldier.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to Paul in Michigan. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I want to thank you very much for the informative program that you've had all this time. I had no idea you were on for years because I joined your program late. But I also want to thank you for having a letter to the editor format where citizens can voice their opinions, because today in many newspapers across the United States, there is no letter to the editor where people can voice their opinion. So I want to thank you
very much
for that.
They don't like what people's opinions are these days.
That's exactly right. So I got a couple of quick questions for you. The first one is who do you recommend we listen to after you leave Friday? And number two, are you and Claire going to stay put in Santa Claus there no matter what, or would you be willing to move to another location, if, say, the National Desk and Sinclair Communications or Ave Maria Radio in Ann Arbor or EWTN Radio in Irondale, Alabama, offered you a good-paying gig?
If that were to happen, we would move. And, you know, I don't like moving. We got a lot of, you know, junk here. And but, if somebody were to offer me that kind of a job, you know, with a contract, we would relocate so that I could do that.
Well, who do you recommend we listen to after Friday who has the same type of format that you have and the same type of information? Anybody particular?
No, because I don't know anybody who's doing their show exactly the way that I do, and really that's kind of a choice you should make for yourself anyway.
Okay. Should we stick with the RBN format there with the 1 through 9? Because you're number 3, I believe.
Yeah, definitely. Please keep listening to RBN. Keep supporting RBN. And, you know, they are struggling. They have been ever since Stead Miller passed. Definitely, stay with RBN, please.
How many years you been on?
Well, I've been doing talk radio for a total of 16 years. I started with Genesis, then I went to RBN, then I got lured back to Genesis, then I got TogiNet, American News Radio, and then I came back to RBN, I think, 6 or 7 years ago. I don't remember exactly. There's a lot of shows in that archive.
Wow, that's great. I had no idea you were on that many years. Well,
yep.
Good job and good luck and... I hope everything turns out okay.
Well, so do I, and thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to go to Rick in Seattle. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
I just want to thank you so much for all your years of service. I'm a talk radio junkie and a silent listener most of the time. But I've listened to you for, I think, most of the 16 years you've been on. Can you hear me?
Well, thank you very much for that. And, if I were to win the lottery, I'd probably come back. But, right now I've got some realities I have to deal with.
I think you'll find what you're looking for. You are so talented. In my opinion, you are the best. You should be the highest paid news anchor in the nation. You are the best, Michael.
Well, the highest paid news anchors in the nation are paid to be convincing liars. And this whole 30-year journey with the website and radio has been about getting the truth out to the public. And, you know, all of us working in independent media, I think we have definitely awakened the American people to the true nature of this nation and its government. And, of course, the big question is, where do we go from here?
I agree. And I think the best statement that you've made, what sums it all out, is all wars are bankers' wars. And I think if people really understood that, because that's really what's driving the government, that's what's driving the deception, that's what's funding all this crazy wokeness, are the banks. Because the banks are in the business not to take care of the people, but to confiscate the wealth from the people. And I think once you realize it, that all wars are bankers' wars, to confiscate the wealth of the people, then you understand all the politicians in the world aren't going to help us. We've got to somehow get rid of the bankers. And JFK tried that, and it didn't work out too well. And if you look at the politicians, there was only one recent politician that I recall that wanted to audit and end the Fed. And that was Ron Paul. And
yes,
they didn't let him near that White House.
Nope.
But I think that's the main problem, is to figure out how we can end the Fed and get the bankers off our backs. And right now, the only guy that can really do that is somebody with nuclear weapons like Russia, who are saying, nope, we're not going to roll over and let you rule our country. And
I don't think we need to resort to nuclear weapons on this. I mean, the downfall of private central banking is already proceeding, certainly in terms of the Federal Reserve, by the de-dollarization. Because, you know, the BRICS nations, they're planning eventually a gold-backed currency. I would rather have that as a global currency than more of this funny money coming out of the printing presses and computers at the Federal Reserve.
Absolutely, because that's what's driving these Federal Reserve. It's pure the way that every currency has a proof of work. And the proof of work of this debt-based currency is wealth confiscation. It's not wealth creation, it's wealth confiscation. And so it's a battle against these bankers, which has been your theme, and I think it's an important thing to keep in mind. All these politicians, all these other court cases and that, a lot of times it's just show. It's just show to distract you from all wars are bankers' wars. And we've got to find a way to depower the bankers without destroying, before they just destroy everything.
Well, we'll see what's going to happen, but there's going to be a major upheaval of the system when the de-dollarization really starts to take hold. And, you know, the U.S. dollar has been the global reserve currency since Bretton Woods, the end of World War II, but no currency has sustained that position for very long. Before the U.S. dollar, it was the British pound sterling, and Britain surrendered that role to the United States as part of the price for the U.S. coming in to the war against the Nazis. And that's what Bretton Woods was all about, saying, yeah, we're going to change the financial system, and it's going to change again at some point. But more and more people are realizing that just having a bank that can create money out of thin air and loan it out at interest, it is a scam. And it's a scam that's been played on the human race for hundreds of years now.
That's absolutely right. And right now, the only thing that's standing between the expansion of this globalist Federal Reserve are some other nations that have nuclear weapons, like Russia and China. And that's what's driving de-dollarization. So it's going to be an interesting episode to watch in the next few years. And I really hope you do find the right gig for you and your player again. I pray for you guys.
Thank you.
And I'm actually, I lived in Indiana. I went to Indiana University, so I'm a Hoosier also. So, you know, maybe sometime if you ever do any public engagements or something like that, it'd be great to meet you sometime.
Well, you know, when we moved from Hawaii to Indiana, I thought one of the possibilities was that I was going to be centrally located in the country and that I would be able to attend more events, but, you know, that really hasn't materialized, and that's okay. I mean, I don't need to stand up on a stage and have people throw flowers at me or anything like that. So anyway, we're getting short on time here. I got a bunch of calls, so thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. That all wars are bankers. So that includes the war on inflation, war on drugs.
You know, it's your basic shoot the other guy, make them dead war.
Well, when interest rates rise such as they are now, who makes out?
Well, obviously, the banks are making out because they're charging higher interest rates. And it's, of course, damaging to the rest of the economy. Companies are going to have to let people go, and you know, in order to make that increased interest payment. And it's going to hit all of us, because with that rate now, I think it's the highest it's been in like 22 years. That means the interest on the national debt is also much higher. It's closing in on $1 trillion annually. That's more than we're actually spending on defense right now. And ultimately, of course, we're all expected to pony up that cash to keep the bankers happy.
Well, the West is in big trouble. So you know that RFK hearing, that three-hour hearing, I watched the whole thing, and I found it astounding that all the left tried to do just to shut these people down.
Yep.
Because, you know, it was a hearing on censorship, and the first thing they tried to do was to shut every single one of those people down. They tried to shut down the lawyer, they tried to shut down.
They kept trying to change the topic.
Editor,
they were talking about racism, Donald Trump, climate. Yeah, it was pretty pathetic.
Oh, it was brutal. I couldn't believe it. And it's, you know, like their agenda is so obvious. I mean, I don't think anybody should say anything about something unless they know what they're talking about. I've watched a lot of stuff on RFK, and you know, like actual interviews. I don't watch, you know, somebody trying to pick apart what he says. I actually watch the source material, because I don't care about other people's opinions. I want to hear what he has to say, and I want to formulate my own opinion. And, you know, you're like that. You allow people to call in and express their opinions, and, you know, we love you for it. There's a video I just sent it to you on Rumble. I don't know whether you saw it, I've seen it or not, but it's Bill Maher interviewing RFK, and RFK actually calls out who shot his father. And the evidence that he puts forth is actually shocking. And it all has to do, of course, with the autopsy that you've talked about this, you know, for years. Anyway, you know, Mike, I've listened to you on your radio show here for, I don't know, 14 or 15 years. I found you through what's that guy's name? He's in a lot of trouble right now. I think he went bankrupt. And I'd like to say, you know, for everybody, we appreciate what you've allowed us to call in and express our opinions, and not a lot of places would do that, and of course not a lot of media allows you to do that now. And I wish you all the best in your future endeavors, and I wish everybody that calls in the same. Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate your time.
Okay, well, you know, we've got important stuff to talk about, you know, between now and the end of the week here, and I appreciate all of the very kind and generous things that you're all saying. But I'm starting to squirm in my chair here, and I'd rather kind of tone down, you know, that aspect of it and just talk about the current events, if you don't mind. Al, are you there? I guess we lost Al dropped. Okay, we're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? We lost Francis, and so we're going to go, let's see, to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, the flat earth. I won't give you any mushy goodbye speeches. Still got a couple days of the show. I can agree to disagree. I don't think the chemtrails is as weird as the flat earth, but I met some guy at work. I just want to let everyone know first that there's an app you can get on your phone, the Flat Earth app. So if you go to Google Play Store and type in Flat Earth, it gives you like a little globe and you can spin it and then it shows the moon circling around the sun. But this guy,
The moon does not circle around the sun. The moon circles around the earth, and the earth and moon together circle around the sun.
Yeah, I know, but this guy believed it, and he thought, and the more I talked to him, because I've taken hallucinogenics before in high school, but I started to feel high talking to this guy, because he thought we were living in the Truman Show. He thought there was a dome over the earth, and basically we're all just like fungus in a petri dish, and there's the Anunnaki up there, like an episode of Twilight Zone, and we're all just like in this like dome. And he thought
Dan, when somebody's doing some serious drugs, they will sweat some of it through their skin. And if you do touch and shake hands and everything, you can get a very tiny dose. The more you touch them, the more of a dose. It's called a contact high, and it is actually something that does happen.
That's weird. That's how I felt. And somebody on Sunday night show, they started coming out with, not on the different show, on Giuseppe's show. And somebody I kind of respect and like, and then they start coming out with that. And I'm just like, why would you rather believe we're like fungus in a petri dish than actually just believe in the round earth? To me, it's like you'd have to almost be high or very, it's a weird way to look at the world, really, to say.
Well, I mean, it doesn't make sense. I mean, if you look out into the solar system, you know, everything is spherical, oblate spheroids, and, you know, you're going to say that this one planet only, you know, is a flat plane. It just doesn't really make any sense. Like I said, there's no argument that's going to convince them. They're out there trying to be kooky or make us look kooky and so forth. Anyway, we're getting close to the end of the show. I got a bunch of calls I need to get to, so thank you very much for the call. We're going to go to Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I always thought you sucked. I'm just kidding, Mike. I know you didn't want any squirmish goodbyes. I just want to thank you for all your...
Thank you.
I just want to thank you.
Good.
I just want to thank you for taking all my calls. Hey, you know, I was listening to Hal Turner a couple nights ago, and he closed his show out, and he said all wars are bankers' wars. Hal
cool.
Turner. Yeah. But anyhow, you know, I wanted to make a comment about the Ukraine war. I don't really know what's really all going on over there. But, Mike, you know, the oldest information in the world, in the art of combat is, if you don't have the element of surprise, the odds of you being able to be successful at taking any territory from somebody who's even moderately armed is almost impossible. And so I'm predicting that I think what will end up happening with Russia is I think the political problem on the mainland is going to make them have to stop. Because it's just too hard to advance into an area where people are dug in and they're getting all these arms from the United States. Eventually, you're going to lose too many soldiers, or you're going to lose a political war in Russia. If this was what's going on over there.
You know, I'd like to counter that with the history of D-Day, where the Nazis knew that the Allies were coming to France somewhere, and ultimately the Allies won the war.
Yeah, but you got to remember, Mike, they didn't know when or where. And when we hit the beach, Rommel was back over in Berlin, and he was not expecting it to happen in the next couple of days.
Well, you know, deception is a big part of warfare, if you've read Art of War by Sun Tzu.
Yeah, okay. All right, Mike. Well, we'll talk to you another day. Bye now.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Ralph in New York, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
I just want to say, wish you all the best, man. It's been I've been called several times, actually, you know. I just wish you the best, you and Claire. Everything goes well for you, and I'll be making a comeback, you know, very soon down the road.
Well, thank you.
And my main topic is, no one's really talking about this too tough. How's this going to play out between the CBDC banking digital currency? Texas and Florida are saying they're not going to go with it, but the rest of how's it going to play out with the rest of the country? You know, do you think cash?
Well, people like having control over their own money. And, you know, when this nation started, those silver coins, that silver was the money. The paper notes were merely claim checks. And then they pulled a fast one and said, well, no, the paper money, the paper notes, that's now the money. We're going to take the silver out of the coins. And, you know, when you had those silver coins in your pocket, there was nothing the government or the banks could do to change its value. Once you started believing that the paper notes were the money, the government and the banks could change its value at will. And that was taking power away from the free citizens of the United States. And now they want all the money locked into the banks, into the banks' computers, which means there can't be any more runs on the bank, because when you go to the bank and say, give me my money, they're going to say, well, all we can do is transfer it to another computer in another bank. And it's basically empowering the banks and empowering the dictatorship and further weakening the independence of ordinary people. And most people I've talked to, they do not like that at all. They still like the idea of cash. But it is unfortunately being pushed on us. In fact, our local amusement park went totally cashless this year. Everything is done by card. So,
wow. So, how is it going to play out throughout the rest of the country? You think there'll be an uprising or a civil war behind this?
That's one of three scenarios I see in the future of the country, and I don't like the idea. But at this point, it's almost looking like, you know, it's inevitable that this government will either collapse from all the corruption that's being exposed. There'll be a civil war. Or we'll get into a real world war that will end with nuclear weapons. Obviously, no good options here.
Wow. So the collapse is coming either way. You know, with all this funny money fiat currency, and right along, you start to see that the housing market, the automobile market is starting to collapse. People are not buying homes. People can barely have $1,000 in their bank accounts to pay the essential needs. Reports are coming out all over the country that the food banks are back up more than ever.
Oh yeah, they're popping up all over Europe, and you know they're shutting down farms in the name of human caused global warming. And frankly, in my opinion, we need farmers more than we need politicians. Anyway, Ralph, I got to let you go. We're almost to the end of the show. I got a whole bunch of calls waiting. I don't think I'm going to get to them all. Rowan in California, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Michael?
Yes.
We've never spoken before. Yeah, too bad we don't have much time. You know, if you ever did come back to RBN, it would be lovely if you just did a science show. I really appreciated when you spoke about that. You're all excited about the Big Bang, kind of not,
I'm not excited
anymore.
About the Big Bang. I don't think it happened.
Right.
Anyway,
I always thought it was a very sexy theory. You know what I mean? I used to like it and joke about it, but. Do you have a favorite alternative, something interesting?
Alternative what? I mean, you know,
to the Big
Bang.
No,
steady state. Physicists will tell you that matter and energy cannot be created or destroyed, only converted from one form to the other. And so it's quite likely there is no beginning or end to the cosmos. Right. It just is. But we're used to thinking about things that begin and end because we live, and we die. But the the atoms in our body, you know, have been around for billions of years.
Right, right. Anyway, there's so many things I'd like to talk about, but there isn't much time. On the vaccine issue, I've heard you express an opinion many times. I've been listening to you often throughout the last year or two. And you say that you think it might be a protection for Americans against the coming bioweapons warfare. You know,
well,
now when
that's,
you say
that was one
Americans.
Possible theory. Using Occam's razor, I think it was just reckless greed, reckless science, you know, another scam to get money out of the American people.
Well,
but they are
I always wanted you to expound on that thought. Because,
okay, well, maybe I'll get to it tomorrow, but we're pretty much at the end of the show now, and I'm going to have to let you go, and I'm going to apologize to the callers who are still on hold. Please call in again tomorrow a little bit earlier, and we'll make a point of getting to you. So, anyway, stay tuned for the National Intel Report. William Repellum is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to support RBN during these very, very dark times. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Hello. Hello, Graham. This is Jacob Rothschild. And welcome to the National Intel Report. William Repellum is not here because he has been, well, deported, as we say. He was picked up a little while ago